Although the Varangians, we believe, became the ruling class, they were eventually assimilated lock, stock, and barrel into the Slavic people. The cities of Novgorod and especially Kiev become the backbone of the culture now called Kievan Rus. The first princes of Kiev, the descendants of Rurik, find themselves alternately trading with and fighting with the wealthy and ancient Byzantine Empire to the south. Segment 16C, The Way of Russia's Elders, examines Kievan Rus society through the actions and influence of three forward-thinking princes, St. Vladimir the Great, Yaroslav the Wise, and Vladimir Monomakh. Each of these rulers saw Eastern Orthodox Christianity as a force for cohesion in the Rus state, and the last two also drew great spiritual strength from their faith. Yet neither wise leadership nor religious cohesion were enough to save Kievan Rus from the social inequity and dynastic friction which laid it wide open for the Mongols. In segment 16D, The Mongol Occupation, we examine the Mongol invasion and the time of their control over Rus. Although the Mongols and their successor state, the Golden Horde, were surprisingly tolerant